Today we're tightening a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 by moving from session view into arrangement view, and we're doing it with jungle and old school DNB vibes in mind. Now, a breakdown in drum and bass is not just the part where the drums disappear. In this style, the breakdown is a pressure point. It's the reset. It's the moment where you pull energy back just enough to make the drop feel huge. If you leave it too loose, the track loses momentum. If you make it too empty, the section collapses. So the goal here is control. Controlled absence. Controlled tension. Controlled movement. What we want to build is a tight 16-bar breakdown that still feels alive. The drums should thin out in a musical way, the bass should tease rather than fully arrive, and the atmosphere should carry the section forward without turning into a wash of random sound. Think jungle energy, but edited with precision. Start in session view and listen to the core pieces of your breakdown idea. You're looking for the essential elements only. One break, one bass-related sound, one atmospheric layer, and maybe one or two effects or vocal stabs. Don't overpack it at this stage. In fact, if the loop already feels busy, that's your first warning sign. Arrangement view will expose clutter fast. A really useful mindset here is to separate your clips by function. Drums, bass, atmos, FX, vocal or one-shots. That way, when you move into arrangement view, you're not guessing what each sound is supposed to do. You already know the job of every layer. Once the loop feels clear, record it into arrangement view for 16 bars. Don't try to perfect the performance live. Just capture a solid draft. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school styles, phrasing matters a lot. A strong 16-bar breakdown gives the listener a clear sense of motion, even when the energy is pulled back. After recording, zoom out and look at the full shape. This is where the editing starts. If the breakdown came in too dense, that's okay. We're not here to panic. We're here to tighten. First, work on the breakbeat. This is the heart of the edit. In jungle, you usually want the break to remain recognizable, but reduced and more surgical. Open the audio clip and check the warp mode. If the break is punchy and chopped, beats mode can work really well. If it's more textured or you want smoother time stretching, complex may be better. Now go into arrangement view and start removing a few hits. Maybe you pull out some kick hits in bars 1 to 4. Maybe you leave the snare backbeat in place, but soften a few ghost notes. Maybe you let a few hat tails breathe so the groove keeps moving. The key is not to delete randomly. Use negative space like a rhythm tool. Leave holes where the listener expects a hit, and the tension immediately gets stronger. If the break is fighting the bass or sounding muddy, high-pass it with EQ8, probably somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if the sub is carrying the low end elsewhere. If the break needs a bit more grit, a small amount of drum bus crunch can help. And if the stereo image feels too wide, narrow it a little with utility, so the section stays focused. This is where micro edits matter. Even little gain changes of 1 or 2 dB can make a phrase feel arranged instead of copied and pasted. You want the break to breathe, not just loop endlessly. Next, shape the energy with automation. This is what turns a collection of clips into a real breakdown. Filter movement, reverb changes, volume dips, echo throws. That's the stuff that makes the section feel intentional. A strong place to start is auto filter on your bass return or bass teaser. You could low pass a res around 180 or 250 Hz at the beginning, then gradually open it toward 1K Hz or more as the breakdown develops. On an atmosphere send, you can start with a bit of reverb dry slash wet, then slowly reduce it before the drop, so the space clears out. Echo feedback can also be great for a rising tail, but keep it controlled. If it turns into mush, the groove gets lost. In old school and jungle arrangements, you usually don't want a giant overcooked build. You want a simple, strong move. Maybe a filter opens. Maybe one or two FX accents happen. Maybe the drums thin out in a way that feels almost conversational. The listener should always feel the next phrase coming. Now bring the bass back in fragments. Do not slam the full sub line back in too early. That's a classic mistake. Instead, tease the identity of the bass with short phrases, filtered notes, or a re-swell. You can use Simpler for bass stabs, or Wavetable or Operator for a filtered res or sub-drone. A bit of saturator can help those filtered notes speak on smaller speakers without making the sub too heavy. A good breakdown shape might look like this. In the first four bars, the sub is gone and you only have a filtered bass texture or a high-passed res. In bars 5 to 8, you introduce short bass phrases with space between them. In bars 9 to 12, the bass gets a little more active, maybe with a call and response feel. Then in bars 13 to 16, you strip it back again so the last phrase can hit hard before the drop. and that space between notes matters. In this style, silence is part of the groove. Don't fill every gap. Let the listener lean in. Use effects like punctuation, not decoration. A reverse crash before a downbeat. A short impact on bar 8 or bar 16. A quick echo throw on the last snare or vocal chop. Maybe a tiny vinyl grit texture if you want more grime. The best effects in D&B support the edit. They don't replace the edit. One really strong move is the micro dropout right before the drop. Even a half beat or one beat moment where almost everything disappears can make the re-entry feel massive. In jungle and old school D&B, that little air gap has serious impact. It gives the incoming kick and snare a physical reset. Now, to make the whole section easier to manage, group your drums, bass, and Atmos or effects layers. On the drum group, a gentle glue compressor can help hold things together. A little drum bus can add punch. On the bass group, keep the sub centered with utility and use filtering to control movement. On the Atmos group, keep the lows cleaned out with EQ8 so the space doesn't get muddy. This is the real intermediate skill here. Group processing lets you tighten the breakdown as a unit instead of making a bunch of separate clip tweaks that never quite feel connected. Then shape the transition into the drop. Decide exactly where that drop lands, and make the last one or two bars prepare it. Maybe you remove the kick one bar before the drop. Maybe you leave only a snare pickup or a tiny hat fragment. Maybe the bass disappears on the final beat and then slams back in. In a classic jungle style move, the break might return first, then the sub joins a bar later, then the full bass motif lands after that. That's a very musical kind of tension and release. If the track is leaning darker or more modern, you might use a more filtered release, metallic atmospheres, and a harder impact point. Either way, the handoff has to be clean. The edit is the vibe. Before you call it done, do a final pass. Trim any reverb tails that run into the drop. Check for low frequency mud. Mono check the sub with utility. Compare the breakdown level with the drop so the breakdown feels tense, not louder than what comes next. If it still feels loose, use clip fades and micro edits. Tiny trims can make a huge difference. A good test is to listen quietly. If the phrasing still reads at low volume, the arrangement is strong. If it disappears completely, you may be leaning too hard on sub weight or FX wash. So remember the main idea here. In jungle and old school D&B, the breakdown is about controlled energy. Use session view to sketch the idea, then use arrangement view to edit the groove, control the phrasing, and shape the tension. Keep the break alive, tease the bass, use effects sparingly, and make the return feel deliberate. If the breakdown is tight, the drop hits harder. For practice, try this. Build a 16-bar breakdown from one session view loop. Use one drum break, one bass sound, one atmosphere, and one effects hit. Record it into arrangement view. Remove at least 30% of the drum activity in the first 8 bars. Automate one filter move. Add one reverse effects into bar 8 or 16. Create a tiny dropout right before the drop. And mono check the sub. Don't add anything new. Just tighten what you already have. That's the real skill here. In this style, less can absolutely hit harder, as long as every edit is doing a job.